Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and today I'm talking with Sarah Mount out of Denver, Colorado. She is an amazing saxophone player, and Sarah, thank you for being here and talking with me in KVNF.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
I know that you're in quite a few different musical groups and bands. How many bands are you actually involved with?
You know, that changes. Some bands are on hiatus or doing, you know, what have you, but typically it's around 15, 16.
Wow. Are they mostly Colorado based?
Yes, they're mostly Colorado based. Sometimes I'll get some distant, you know, recording requests, some session work and stuff like that, but probably about 95% of the stuff I do is Colorado based.
That's awesome. We're going to talk a little bit about a recent All Colorado Women's performance on Rocky Mountain Virtual a little bit later in the program. But first, we're going to start out with some music. Here is Song for Spider by Sarah Mount and the Rushmores.
Thank you.
That was Song for Spider by Sarah Mount and the Rushmores. You're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Denver-based saxophonist Sarah Mount. Talk to me about that last track, Song for Spider.
Written by my bass player, Ross Sandlin. He wrote that tune. It's an original arrangement. And Spider is sort of representational of the underdog or the people who are unseen and doing work behind, you know, and making things happen and pretty much what makes the world go round, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's quite a few spiders, I would say, that do exactly
that.
There
are. You have to work really hard and do, you know, thankless jobs and make it happen, so.
Yeah, so you're Sarah Mount, and who are the Rushmores?
So the Rushmores actually started as a concept. I was hosting an open jam monthly at your mom's house. And so it was just me. And so I would basically gather a bunch of scene musicians and it would change up every month. So it would be a different lineup except for me. And I did that for about a year until finally someone said, yeah, you should be a real band. You know, you guys would be awesome if you could practice and if it was the static lineup. And so I picked my players that it's my current players that you see now. So Ross Sandlin is on bass. Mike Givens is on keys and trumpet, so he doubles. I've got Dom Fonte on drums. Jeremy Evans is my percussionist. And then Kyle Driscoll is my guitar player.
Awesome. When did you start playing the saxophone and what inspired you to pick it up?
I started playing when I was 9 years old. And I picked it up because I thought it was pretty, which is kind of silly. Yeah, it's just like, ooh, that's so shiny and sparkly. I think I want to play that. And I have been playing now for about 27 years.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
I'm super drawn to horns and strings. And so I love the accents that your instrument, the saxophone, provides. Do you play any other instruments?
I have all the main saxophones. So soprano, alto, tenor, baritone. So I will play mm-hmm. any one of those. I can play a little bit of keyboard, just enough to get by. And then sometimes I'll do some backup singing or, you know, I rap Waterfalls as you probably saw on the Femistry stream.
Yep.
So that's a good trick to pull out of the back pocket. And that's about it though. So mainly saxophone.
Awesome. Well, you're very good at it. So I would recommend you continue to dazzle us with your saxophone playing.
Thank you.
Talk to me about Sam and Sarah and this remix you did by Snake Hips called Days With You.
So I got together with a really good friend who I've been collaborating with for a really long time. His name is Sam Goodman. That is a remix that we grabbed and did because we absolutely love the vocals. Both of us are just completely drawn to that feel as well. So that kind of backbeat R&B with the nice harmonies and stuff like that. So Sam and Sarah, the wonderful thing about our project is that not only do we create electronic original music, we can cater to any kind of show. So if there's a show and they want, you know, house music or something like that, we can grab some stuff, remix it, and do that. So that's kind mm-hmm. of one of those. That's just an example of that. We are releasing an original tune real soon. We have a stream with Rocky Mountain Virtual on Friday, July 17th at 4:30. And then probably the following week or two, we'll be releasing our original tune. It's called Flip.
Awesome. Let's take a listen to Days With You, a remix by Sam and Sarah.
The pennies switch main on. I never let desire lead me blind. Freeze frame, I dodge that shot. The bigger picture's not good enough.
That was Days With You, a Snake Hips remix by Sam and Sarah. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Sarah Mount out of Denver, Colorado. She's been playing the saxophone for 27 years. She's involved in many different musical groups that you can see listed on her Facebook page, Sarah Mount. And then is Minor Music another group that you're a part of?
It is. It's another group that I guess I'm not necessarily a part of, but I've played every song with them that they have. So okay. We like to call me the ghost band member.
Yeah.
But I basically brought them to you because I feel like it's a really fresh take on some really cool electronic stuff. It's very lush and really laid back. And I really love Jessa Love, that's the vocalist's name, her voice. I really love Jessa's voice.
This is the first track that I listened to when you emailed all these songs over. And I'm personally super drawn to this style of music, super funky, lush, like you described. And so let's take a listen to Hot Cold by Minor Music featuring Sarah Mount on saxophone.
I'm not free to leave.
I'm
not cold. Pulling you in, and
That was a song called Hot Cold by Minor Music featuring Sarah Mount, who we're talking to. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and Sarah Mount and I are talking via Zoom. So talk to me about what's going on in Denver right now. We're mid-pandemic. It's middle of July. I'm guessing that a normal summer schedule for you would be on the road playing lots of different shows. What's going on for you right now? And if you're working on music remotely and yeah, what's going on?
Yeah. Oh man, I'm trying to do as much as possible while still being a good human. And I think that generally speaking, most of us in the music scene are doing exactly that. It's a little tough right now to play live, especially as a horn player, because it's still mandated that horn players are not supposed to be playing in public venues. So there are some people who are making that happen, and I got to give them complete respect. Like my friends over in Float Like a Buffalo, they're playing yard shows, so outdoors, which is a little different. But they're playing Lost Lake this weekend, and they've got a horn section, so two horn players. They're going to broadcast the horn section playing from the green room.
Oh, wow.
While the rest of the band, yes, plays on stage. So it's completely innovative, and I'm just enamored by their, you know, innovation, basically. But I'm interested to see how it turns out. As a leader of Sarah Mount and the Rushmores, I don't think that would necessarily be able to, it wouldn't happen the same way for me, but it's going to be tough to lead a band from the green room, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think it's super cool, and I cannot wait to see how that ends up turning out.
Is the reason that horn players are not able to play live right now because there's so much extra spit transferring through the air?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the thought. Also, because we can't really wear masks and play. So singer, you know, the right. rest of the band can play and wear a mask, but horn players can't really get away with that. So I think that's why it's just to avoid any issues. And I completely understand. And I want to respect that and everything. So my strategy, I guess, right now would be recording and writing. So I'm doing a lot of projects with people. I'm trying to get some material together, stuff that doesn't necessarily rely on playing out live, which is mm-hmm. a really hard hit. But that's kind of what I think is the move right now, is just to record and do that stuff, kind of gather a bunch of material together and put some content out there, you know?
Yeah, it's a huge loss for musicians and your audience too. I mean, I miss live music so much, and I miss even these kind of interviews are normally done in person where the musician or the band is coming into KBNF and we have this room called the Bamboo Room where you would like play an acoustic set and we would do the interview live in person. And I'm definitely missing that. I so appreciate that we can do this virtually. And let's talk about some virtual examples of how we can still get music right now. Talk to me about Rocky Mountain Virtual and how you've teamed up with them. I think you've played live on their stream a number of times. I caught you last week, which was on July 10th. It was a Friday that Rocky Mountain Virtual was featuring all women musicians from Colorado. And Sarah and Alyssa, who we're going to hear from later on this program, told me that you put kind of this super group of women together. Talk to me about Femistry.
Femistry is really cool. This little supergroup was actually born out of International Women's Day. So we had the owner of Local 46, her name's Laura. She approached Ronnie Zagoria, actually, who's a keyboard player singer. And she said, hey, I'd love to, you know, let's get a supergroup together. So Ronnie contacted me and we just, you know, threw this group together for this one show. And it's just a bunch of covers and we had so much fun doing it. And we definitely wanted to do it again. But we didn't actually end up doing it again until this last Friday, which is super fun. These ladies are incredible musicians. They all lead their own bands. and are all in multiple projects as well.
Have the performances on Fridays provided you some kind of outlet to perform semi-live, at least with small groups and for streaming purposes?
Yes, definitely. And I cannot thank Sarah and Alyssa enough for not only putting it together every week tirelessly. I mean, they have not dropped the ball once. It's all been quality shows every single week. And I know they work around the clock to make that happen. And so it is giving us a way to perform live. And while we can't get that rush of a feedback from a crowd or anything like that, it is, you know, obviously better than nothing, but also, and then more on top of that, I have to give them credit too. They were on it. They started their first one literally the week of lockdown. So that week they had it going that Friday. They were like, you know, surprise, here we go. We're doing this. Because at first it was a big shock and it was really hard, and it was something that we all could just kind of grasp onto and look forward to every week. And they gave me a financial opportunity as well with the Venmo tip jars, because they don't take anything. They do it all volunteer. It's 100% goes to the bands, which is amazing. Yeah.
What have some of your biggest challenges been over the last several months?
Well, you know, it's just been complete upheaval for me. You know, I bet every musician can say this, but I lost a lot of really big gigs. One of the first gigs I lost was actually Frozen Dead Guy Days. It's a festival that I've done for the last 5 or 6 years. I can't even remember, every year, you know? And so that just made it really real. It was sad. It was really, really sad. I did lose a few very lucrative gigs. That was disappointing. With Diamond Empire Band and my agency, Imprint Entertainment. I would say the biggest challenge is just trying to find consistency in an already unstable industry. And on top of it, all of these things that are just kind of, it's tough. But hope is a very human thing. And it's something that we all just kind of need to hold on to as much as possible.
Well, you sound very optimistic and I love your energy. It translates beautifully into your music, which is also uplifting, super funky and fun. And I want to thank you for sharing your music with us and our KVNF listeners, and let our listeners know where they can find your music and like your upcoming shows and anything else that you have upcoming.
You can find me on Facebook. I do have a professional page called Just Sarah Mount, which is just my name. And on there, you can find a list of the bands I'm in. I have a Spotify playlist. So Rocky Mountain Virtual this Friday, July 17th with Sam and Sarah will be on at 4:30. And other than that, I've got recordings with some people in St. Louis and some other people around the country that I look forward to releasing as well. I don't have any hard dates for that. It's just kind of a, stay tuned type situation.
Yeah, as are many things these days. Thank you again, Sarah Mount out of Denver, Colorado.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for having me, and to everybody who's listening right now.
That was Denver-based saxophonist Sarah Mount, who I discovered on a recent virtual concert put on by Rocky Mountain Virtual. Next, we're going to hear from Sarah Scholl and Alyssa Montano, who co-own and curate the performances for Rocky Mountain Virtual. They showcase musicians and artists, mostly from Colorado, every Friday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on their Facebook page. The series launched back in March and is now in week 18. Last week on Friday, July 10th, they featured an entire musical lineup featuring women from Colorado. Here is Sarah Scholl talking about the beginnings of Rocky Mountain Virtual and how they are helping provide artists with a platform to perform during COVID-19.
We have so many friends in the industry and everyone was just really struggling. And I was talking to a friend of ours from a nationally known band up in Boulder. And he was telling me, you know, they rely 100% on gigs for their income and they just completely lost all of that. And I was started thinking, like, what can we do? There has to be something. And I have a little bit of experience running like festival style showcase events. And so I thought, why don't we try to do that online? Which is when I called Alyssa and she jumped on board immediately. And next thing we knew, we had a Facebook page and graphics and we had our first lineup. Everybody jumped right on board and it went great. And we've been doing it ever since. The point of the entire thing is to give back to the artists. So to give them a stage to perform on, to not only reach the people they would have reached at ticketed events, but also to reach beyond that to people they may not have reached. And we also function on a virtual tip jar model. So Alyssa and I take nothing. We just provide the platform. Everyone puts their Venmos up, or if they're donating to a specific cause, they put that up. And then all 100% of the tips and everything go directly to them.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm Alyssa Montano, and I am actually a full-time eighth grade teacher and leader in Denver. I've been in the music scene just as a super fan. And so we've just been deeply entrenched in the music scene. And so when Sarah called me, I was like, yeah, I don't really know exactly how to do that, but like, I'm down. We did the first week, and then Arise Music Festival reached out to us. So when they reached out to support, we welcomed them with open arms. I would say most of the weeks we have 10 acts. We've been scaling back in some regards to do like restreams and other music video content and stuff, just because 10 acts for 18 weeks is a lot. And we are truly a two-person team. And I think that's kind of my favorite part, is like, I literally get to work with my best friend on something I'm passionate about. So it's been a lot of fun. And like Sarah mentioned, we transitioned from the virtual tip jar model to kind of giving back. And so we had a lot of artists offer to donate their tips to Black Lives Matter. And then we actually had a full event for Black Lives Matter 5280 the following week. And then after that, we had artists that still wanted to donate. And that's kind of where we got our idea for the Women in Music, as a lot of the allegations are coming out and a lot of different stories are breaking in the music industry, is like, okay, what other group can we support right now? And so it's kind of transitioned to that as well, but also still holds that same mission of giving artists a platform and giving music fans like myself and Sarah music to stream on Fridays. We have some future events in the works, like horns only or education events, different things to center on different aspects of the community. And so those will range from acts or pre-records or interviews. And then, you know, into the fall, we kind of need to see what happens. I expected us to scale back because we would be full force back into live shows and I'd be back in school teaching. And, you know, we don't know. I think it's changed about 1400 times since we founded on March 17th. So we'll see. I think it kind of depends on what happens, but we are not planning on stopping putting out content anytime soon.
What's the best way for our listeners to find out more information on Rocky Mountain Virtual?
So everything's pretty much on Facebook. If you just search Rocky Mountain Virtual, it'll pop up. And we post all of our lineups, all of our music spotlights, all of our live content is there every Friday. And then sometimes we do special events during the week. And also, I just want to say again that like, we love working with Arise. We are so lucky to have them. And the fact that they brought their community to us and they share those values of positivity in their community means a lot, and we wouldn't be able to be doing what we're doing without their support and ideas and help.
That was Sarah Schul and Alyssa Montano, co-founders of Rocky Mountain Virtual. You can tune in to their virtual live performances every Friday on their Facebook page and maybe discover some new artists, like I did with our featured musician on this Talkin' Music, Denver-based saxophonist Sarah Mount. You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more Talkin' Music programs and for direct links to Rocky Mountain Virtual and Sarah Mount's music. We'll go out on one more song by the Pamlico Sound, a Boulder-based roots and funk band that Sarah Mount is a part of. This one is called Doctor Please. Thank you for listening.
Take it out. Take it out of me. Take it out. This heart only hurts. Take it out. Doctor, please. Cut it out. Just cut it from my chest.